Among the parables of our Lord is the one called the Great Supper. Luke 14:15-23. And when one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A certain man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many. And at the dinner hour, he sent his slave out to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. Please consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come.' And the slave came back and reported this to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the slave said, 'Master, what you commanded has been done, and there still is room.' And the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the highways and along the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner.'" Jesus, for whom a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day, has little tolerance for the smug religious claptrap. Think of his whitewashed sepulchre speech against the Pharisees in Matthew 23. So when he was at a dinner hosted by influential Pharisees, one where he had already called out their glory-grubbing hypocrisy, and one of the diners intoned, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Interpretation, being happy are folks like us who are descended from Abraham and belong to the right party. Jesus was ready with a parable. A certain man gave a great supper and invited many. Jesus gives no detail about when and where this supper occurred. No wine list or menu is described. It is just great. Significantly, the invitations have already been delivered. The parable here represents the history of Israel, the long promise descending from Abraham through Jacob, through Moses, through all the priesthood and prophecy, the promise of a messianic kingdom, an era of grace and fellowship with the Lord. All those years, the Lord had held out a continual invitation to Abraham's descendants to embrace the promise of this banquet, which was, as David might have said, a table in the midst of my enemies, Psalm 23. "Come, for all things are now ready." Jesus here is pointing to his presence among them at that moment. The Lord incarnate, the Lamb of God, ready to offer up the redeeming sacrifice for all, Israel's Passover lamb, by whose blood the people would be saved. But they all alike began to make excuses. While Jesus is addressing the Jewish leaders who refuse to follow him, in one way or another, the excuses given probably expose our own failures. "I have bought a piece of ground." Just where exactly did the fellow think the ground was going to go? Do we not often overlook the extraordinary of the kingdom for the ordinary of the world? "I have bought a yoke of oxen." Okay, oxen might wander away, but to test them implies that this was business. But is the daily press of business an excuse to spurn the invitation of the provider of all things? The last excuse, the blunt, "I have married a wife," is a flat rejection of all things heavenly for the fleeting benefits of the earthly. Have we ever made a poor exchange like that? Up to this point, the parable deals largely with the past and present. Israel had been promised a messianic king, and here he was. But those who held an invitation to the Great Supper had no real hunger or thirst for the righteousness of God. But there is a prophetic element to the parable as well. The master is good, the master is generous, and if the rejection of those invited to his feast provokes anger, he turns that anger into something marvelous and wonderful. The invitation is quickly extended broadly and urgently to those who long have been on the edge of God's covenant activity, the unclean and the Gentiles, or as he says, the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. Though not formally prohibited from participation of Israel in Israel's fellowship, unlike, for instance, lepers, they were seen by others as less acceptable to God. Likewise, the Gentiles, those out on the highways, were despised by proper Jews as unworthy of the kingdom. But it was to them that the invitation was sent, and they were brought in by the score, urged on by the servants of the king, servants like Paul, who wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, "We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, be reconciled to God." Jesus is God's invitation to the feast, that all who hear the invitation accept it by faith and with the obedience of faith. This article is written by Peter Reim, former pastor, now teaching English at the University of Wisconsin-Stout, makes his home in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.